Is it fine to give with the understanding of the law of cause and effect, thinking that this generosity will bring benefit to the recipient now as well as it will benefit us in the future in a similar way? Like Ajahn Janaka once said, when we take care of our elders, we create causes and conditions for us to be taken care of when we become old and need support. Also, like when we provide financial support to others as lay people, we will be financially stable, which is our basic necessity as a lay person. Like when one steals, it can make one a pauper. So yeah, it's good to have an understanding of law of cause and effect, and that good and generous actions will have good results, both for one and for others. In the same, whether it's financial or taking care of our elders or whatever way it is that we find to be generous and to share what we have with others, particularly in caring for other people. I think it's also important to remember that the law of karma, cause and effect, isn't all that predictable. So, inevitably there's the question of like, oh, well, this person did so many good things and so many, generous and kind things, and they've always, they've never done a harmful thing to somebody, and yet they're now suffering with some sort of tragedy, or somebody did them wrong, and what did they do to deserve that? They've always been a kind and generous person, or vice versa. Somebody who is doing horrible things, in the world, and creating lots of difficulty, but doesn't seem to be held accountable for it and gets away with it. Sort of like, well, where's the justice there? Where's the law of karma there? So it's good to keep in mind that indeed, very specifically actually, doing good things creates good effects, and doing unwholesome things that cause suffering creates unwholesome effects. But when and how and where that all happens is completely unpredictable. The law of karma, intentional action operates over vast periods of time. So in general, we're not sure of when the effects of our good actions or our unskillful actions will result in, will come to fruition. It could be right in this very moment that we experience the benefits of it, what we call instant karma, or it could be later in this lifetime, or it could be in the next lifetime that the effects will manifest. The law of karma is so vast and complex, with so many different factors affecting any one moment, that the Buddha calls it one of the imponderables. Trying to think it through or figure it out on any specific level will just make your head split open. So it's not comprehensible at that level. But just to know that, it still is the law. It's a natural law of karma, this cause and effect. It's not only even, it's one of the most important things of these kind actions, generous actions, things that we would consider to be skillful and would create good results for ourselves and others in the future, is to actually engage with them, do them, and then after it's all said and done at the end of the day, go back and review and think about it, bring it to mind, reflect on it, and in that way you're experiencing the results of it right then and there. Just by looking back at it through the day, and the good feeling that comes up, the settledness in the mind that comes up, particularly if you're going to sit down for a period of quiet meditation or something like that, spend a few minutes recalling all of the good actions by body, speech, or mind that you've done. And you'll bring about very good effects right there in that moment just by reflecting on them. You don't have to wait.